They became rich once.
Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah, once they got into the wiener business and they became millionaires and they blew it off.
That's a show I'd love to just buy the box set of.
Yeah, no, I can't. See, I'll watch it now. I can't get into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Stimpy, you idiot!
This is the start of the show, isn't it? I can think of a mile.
You've known me for too long now.
Yep.
And have some people dispose of you.
Minnesota!
Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out!
So, Vince, you know, you know how we like to hit the hard-hitting topics?
We do.
Especially on a mini-sode.
Oh, it's very casual.
How dare you? Well, I have a hard-hitting issue for us to tackle. Yeah. Brace yourself. You strapped in?
I'm pretty much handcuffed.
Oi. The Pelicans mascot, Perry. He's set to go reconstructive beak surgery.
What?
Yeah. So, I don't know if you noticed, but Perry is one of the scariest NBA mascots in the league today. Fair call?
Oh, I guess.
You can actually see clips of him going to, like, young fans in the stands and then freaking out. Like, he's freaky. He's scary. If you were a kid, you'd be scared of Perry. You know, he's no Hugo the Hornet.
Aren't you scared of clowns?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, I think you've got a phobia of clowns. I think you've admitted that before. Yeah, so I'm not surprised you're scared yet. Well, I'm not surprised because...
I've never said I'm scared of clowns.
No, I think you have.
When did I say I was scared of clowns?
I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure it was you. It was you or BG, either one.
If by clown you mean Mike D'Antoni, then yes. Zing!
Clowning for his Pringles chips at you. But I'm not surprised with the Pelicans because they don't get a lot right, do they?
Well, I just find it funny because one of the statements was basically he suffered a broken beak by running into a basketball sanction while mind you, playing pickup ball with other mascots. I don't know if I want a mascot for my team that breaks his beak while playing pickup ball. That's not very courageous. I think the Pelicans could have made a better lie than that.
Did these mascots just get together on a Sunday down at the local leisure centre and just play in their costumes? Is that what they did?
I hope so, because in the back of my mind, I kind of hope that's the case. I kind of want to see that All-Star Weekend. I want to see the mascots play.
No, you don't.
Because it'd be more exciting than the game, right?
All-Star Weekend's boring enough without seeing that.
What a dressy way to say, yep, our mascot's crap. We need to do something to make his head a little less scary.
Well, like I said, mate, they don't get a lot right in New Orleans.
Zing!
So maybe they could just have Nick Youngberg walk around the court.
Oh, that's cruel.
Looking stupid.
That's cruel.
I mean, he's got a head that'd just, like, a drop pie. He'd be able to, he'd be scaring the kids too.
Maybe that's what he's doing over there. Maybe he is their mascot. I'm sorry, Nick.
He'd only go up to the guys, though, wouldn't he? Oh. Don't you want a photo?
Ouch.
Was that too far?
That was a little too far.
It's just a bit of banter, and you know, Nick, good for you. There's nothing wrong with that, mate. As long as you're happy.
So I know you've seen Durant's crazy numbers.
Ah, most valuable player by a mile.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, like KD dropped, what, 41 or something the other day?
That's becoming normal for him.
Yeah, he's having.
We're surprised when he doesn't drop 40.
He's having a huge, huge season. And, like, I had a conversation today with a guy, you know, we were sort of talking about, you know, can he keep this sort of pace up, you know, heading to playoffs? I think yes. Yeah, he's young enough. It just feels like we're seeing something special from this kid. But my actual question to you was, he flirted with a triple-double the other day, you know, had the 40-plus. But I want to know, do you think we'll ever see a quadruple-double again? And
yeah,
by the...
I really do think we will.
You really do?
And you know who I reckon will get it?
Who?
A guy like Anthony Davis.
I could see that.
Because he's the type of guy who gets 20, 10, 10 rebounds, 10 assists and 10 blocks. Maybe LeBron, Kobe.
I mean, because it's a pretty rare sight. I mean, we haven't seen it in the last... Well, I can't remember the last time we saw it. Was it Drexler, maybe? No, I think...
The last...
I think Drexler was shy, but He was off like one assist or something like that.
I know Pip was like an assist and a steal off.
Yeah.
The last guy that actually got one was, I know Hakeem's got one, and I think David Robinson's got one. But other than that, I can't think of anyone recent.
I want to see a quadruple-double before this season's out.
Well, I don't know if you're going to see it before the season, but I think as Anthony Davis keeps getting better, I think he's big chance to get one.
Just a thought that crossed my mind. Just want to bring it up. I thought, we're on the mini-sode. Have to bring that up. A quadruple-double. We haven't...
No, interesting thought. I'm impressed.
I had my moments. That was it. Not 100 shows for the next one, though.
It's all for the mini-sode. Not everyone.
Signing off. Speaking of signing off, though, we should get into this because I feel like this mini-sode is... I know, I've got a lot of topics here on coaches and the Detroit Pistons fire coach Mo Cheeks. Well, I should say the owners. The owners' decision to come down and fire Mo Cheeks. So the owners have gone above and beyond Joe Dumars. And
fair enough, too.
Fair call.
Fair enough, too. I think Dumars has bluffed his way.
Well, I was just about to say, I mean, I know they fired Mo Cheeks and I can totally understand the firing. My first part of the question is, do you feel, and I get the sense among NBA fans out there, especially courtside fans, that maybe Joe Dumars is the real problem here. You know, maybe he's the one skating on thin ice in Detroit.
Remember I said he fluked that title?
Yeah, I'm not buying that, but the more they lose, the better your argument becomes.
He fluked it. He signed a Chauncey Billups who was okay, and he blossomed. He got lucky. Got lucky draft and Prince. Rasheed just fit in somehow. Ben Wallace Bloney, he fluked it. But anyway, look, Cheeks had to go. The only thing I'm going to miss is Kalen King from the Rip City Bad Boys tweeting every time the Pistons play. He is hilarious to read his tweets about Cheeks. But I think Dumars, I think he's time might be up. He's made some crazy signings over the years, like Villanueva and Ben Gordon and Stuckey to a ridiculous extension. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think this could be time. And you know who I'd be getting him? Bill Laimbeer.
Did you say Bill Laimbeer?
Bill Laimbeer.
No.
Dude, he's Detroit through and through. He's got a good basketball brain. He'd do well as a GM.
I don't know. I just don't see him as a head coach. I mean, I know he coached WNBA. And
well, I'd make him GM.
You'd make him GM?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
The silence is deafening.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Of course he don't.
Is it because I'm blue?
No, he would. Like I said, he's Detroit through and through, man. He's, you know, he was a smart basketballer. He knows his stuff. From all reports, even though he's a tough nut, he's an intelligent guy. I reckon he couldn't do any worse than Joe.
Well, I mean, if they do that, and Laimbeer, let's say Detroit take you up on your decision to bring in Bill Laimbeer, I mean, you can count out any deals with Indiana.
That is true.
I mean, him and Larry Bird still to this day do not talk to each other.
Nah, that's a bit silly, don't they?
Those were wars. I mean, it's not like today's games. Those series were wars and they went at each other. And
just you don't get characters like Laimbeer anymore, do you?
Nah.
You know, the guy couldn't jump over Jam Tin Loop. So effective.
I mean, they're 22 and 29 right now. So they're tied with Charlotte for 8th seed. Like, say they do want to go after a guy like Collins. Do you think it's a bad idea to wait? I kind of feel like it is a bad idea to wait. I mean, they're still in the playoff scene. They're still in the picture. I mean, if they wait, he's going to get snapped up.
Yeah, I was going to say the danger they've got is if Minnesota give Adelman the marching order, they're going to look at Collins for sure.
Look, we've said on the show in the past, you know, that we feel like Collins is the best available head coach. You know,
that's willing to coach.
Yeah, like, he's ready to go right now. He's come out and formally said, yeah, I'm ready to coach right now. I mean, he's next in line. Like, I just really can't see him floating around for too much longer. I mean, you know, some big moves are going to be made before the deadline. And I just think now... No,
you don't see George Karl.
Honestly, I think Collins at this stage is the better coach.
Yeah.
And I just sort of think now's the perfect time for Detroit to bring Collins in. It's early enough that he can implement a system and they can do something with this roster.
You know what I'd do? I'd hire him and I'd say spend the rest of the season evaluating the team. Don't even coach. Just let the interim guy do the job to the end of the season. Let Collins evaluate the team, see what he's got to work with, stuff like that. I think they've got to make a decision on Drummond or Munro. And even Smith. I don't know if Smith fits there. If I've got a choice, I'm keeping Munro and Drummond over Smith. That's just my humble opinion.
I mean, I just find it funny that they get Hammond on the boards. There's times in games where they're getting Hammond on boards. I mean,
it's crazy.
Between those three,
Smith.
Box someone Smith. Out, for Christ's sake.
Maybe Smith is just hanging out the three-point
line. Oh, man.
On both ends.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, trade deadline's just around the corner. I would not be surprised if Smith's available, if his name's floating around.
Especially if they get a new GM as well. Like, the new GM, I can guarantee you he's not going to trade away a Drummond or a Munro, but I reckon a guy like Smith, Stuckey, guys like that, we'd be looking at going, do we really need you guys?
Because you know what? I think Joe's there till the end of the year, but he's basically got half a season now to keep his job.
Also, you know what's interesting? I did read that a lot of Pistons fans are signing a petition to get Rasheed Wallace in as a coach. I don't know if it's interim or...
What do you mean?
I thought he was one of the fans that they want Rasheed Wallace coaching.
But isn't that one of his roles? Isn't he like a...
He's the assistant, but they want him...
As head coach. Holy...
Now, I'm not sure if that's interim or they want him as given the job, but... Could be interim, but I'll be a bit late now because they already played today.
Yeah, and they got the win.
Yeah, which is always the case when there's a coaching change.
I was going to say, right? I wish just Milwaukee for the rest of the year would just like fire a coach a day. Just roll them through. Roll through the NCAA ranks. Yep, it wants to be a coach for a day. Just so they can get their wins up. I mean, they're not going to make playoffs or win the rest of their games anyway, so just get those wins up, boys.
Just move them to Seattle.
No, don't do that. Stop so fixing anything.
Become the Milwaukee Seattle Sonics.
The Sonic Bucks.
Just doesn't work.
Sounds like a lottery machine.
Sonic Bucks.
Sonic Bucks. Bing, bing, bing.
No more sound effects.
I'm sorry. Well, I think we should issue our formal minisode warning to the people, to our faithful courtside listeners, Vince. Because All-Star Weekend's obviously just around the corner.
Ooh.
This weekend, in fact.
Yep.
But we will not be doing an All-Star special.
No, it sucks.
Look, I will still be watching the festivities. I'll still be online, still be talking. I believe the boys from the Hoops podcast will be doing a special All-Star weekend show, so definitely check out those guys. But this year, I thought we would offer something a little different to all our faithful listeners. It's a little alternative show, we'll say.
Did we have a special guest on this one? Was BG on that?
BG's on it. BG's
yeah,
on
special
it.
Guest.
But that's all I'll say for now. I'll be posting some questions just leading up to the show, and I think I'll probably launch that maybe on Saturday.
Hopefully it's as good as our Christmas special. Christmas special got like 75,000 downloads.
Well, is that even possible?
Yeah, probably about 72, I reckon. But it was around the mark.
By 72,000, we mean 7.
And I downloaded 71,000. That's what you do, apparently, McCoy.
I'm in the know now.
Yeah. Well, we should talk about... can we talk about the Blake Griffin alleged incident?
Oh, my God. Can we? That
big lesbian Justin Bieber.
Ah, I tell you what, if this is true... I'm giving Blake Griffin jersey worthy for the rest of the year. No, just him.
Let me tell you, if this is true, I will never, ever say a bad thing about Blake Griffin again.
If this is true, I might even get a Blake Griffin tattoo.
I'll do that. Son of a gun.
And I'll slap myself.
You don't have to slap yourself.
But it's that good.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
if it's true, I've got one thing to say to Blake Griffin, you should have hit him harder.
Professor Griff, this is what I found floating around on the wild world of the internet today. I had to snap a shot of it and send it straight to Vince just because I was just like, wow. So in California, apparently, Justin Bieber simply can't seem to keep himself out of trouble. Police were dispatched this morning to a response to an altercation at a Starbucks in West Hollywood involving some familiar faces. A barista at the coffee house was apparently confronted by Biebs when he refused to serve the pop star because he wasn't wearing a shirt.
Then he had his undies hanging out.
He goes on to say, he came in with no shirt on and his pants hanging down and his underwear showing and tried to order a caramel apple macchiato.
Oh, I think he was wearing panties.
Maybe.
No, maybe.
Some frillies.
Would have been, yeah.
I just told him he would have to put a shirt on if he wanted to place his order. That's when Bieber snapped. Bieber madness. According to the police report, Bieber started cussing at the barista and threatening to have his bodyguard kick his ass. Fortunately for Goldsmith, LA Clippers star Blake Griffin had been enjoying a drink at a table when he witnessed the altercation and stepped in. Witnesses at the scene reported that Griffin tried to calm Bieber, but Biebs wasn't having any of it. There was more yelling and then some pushing, and that's when Blake Griffin smacked Bieber, knocking him to the floor. He smacked the shit out of him, one witness said. Then I saw Justin stumble out the door, looking like he was about to cry. Bieber was gone before police arrived at the scene.
Well, Blake Griffin should never hit women, but in this case. but also, Chris Kamen tweeted that he was in that Starbucks. I don't know.
Really?
I think Kamen's pulling everyone's.
Oh, my goodness.
He said he was sitting in the corner enjoying a...
Kamen?
Yeah.
Well, he was clearly lying across the seats then, wasn't he?
he said he was there. Not sure if it's true or not.
Oh, man.
I really hope his story's true. And,
it's so not true, because we would have heard about it. Everyone would be going absolutely bonkers. Blake Griffin would be taking hate mail, but I'll tell you what.
No, he wouldn't. He should be given the key to the city.
Well, you know, all the little 13-year-old girls be sending him little hate mail.
As if he cares.
Hate tweets.
Hate tweets.
But I tell you what, I love that story. That was fantastic. That made my day.
It's true. Stuff it. Let's just believe it.
I'm believing it.
Makes me feel better.
Even if it's proven, it's like one of those things. I'll choose to just believe it. Blake Griffin. Professor Griff. Jersey worthy.
Seriously, I'll never say a bad word about Griff again if that's true. He could beat the Lakers in a final series, which would never happen because it can't. But Western Conference Finals, let's just say.
My goodness, I tell you.
I don't care because he hit Bieber.
I'll go buy a Blake Griffin jersey right now to match my new tattoo.
Man, if that's true, I just would wish one thing.
What's that?
I had a flux capacitor and could go back in time and witness it.
Oh, madness.
And then you know what I'd do? I'd teabag Bieber. I would upgrade him so bad.
In his macchiato.
Oh, no. He'd be...
Wow. Please be true. Please be true.
Oh, it's true.
Take me instead.
Do you reckon Shaq's going to wrestle ever?
Do I reckon he's going to what?
Wrestle.
Wrestle? What do you mean, wrestle?
Professional wrestling.
Why would he do that?
I remember a couple of years ago, he was at WWE taping, and he did an angle with the Big Show, and Shaq said that he would, you know, he's got an interest in getting into professional wrestling. Do you reckon he'll do it at some stage?
Look, he's got about as much chance of that as Tracy McGrady has playing baseball.
Ooh, ouch.
Zing!
No, you know, he could, because he'd have good mic skills. He's got a ring presence. He's a big unit. He's got scary tats, somewhat.
He's too international for wrestling.
No, he's not.
He's too international. He's too... His personality's too everywhere. He's...
No, but he could do, like...
He couldn't settle for just wrestling.
He could do special appearances and do, like month-long storylines every 6 months.
Oh, come on. No, yes, I don't want to see that.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you want to see that.
And can we just one thing before we go? You make this nice little thing about on Twitter for your birthday.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy.
You are. you tweet Shaq.
Yeah, I tweeted him.
You tell him what a big fan I am.
True, I did this.
All we asked was for a happy birthday, Big Vinny, or a retweet.
Yeah.
We get nothing.
Nothing. We don't need him, Vince.
No, I need him. I can't stand him anymore. I love the man. That's a bit disappointing. Like, you went to a lot of effort.
That's okay. Maybe next year.
And he retweets peanuts to say, sure, can I have a retweet? Because my friend doesn't believe you retweet. And he retweets that crap.
Can I have a RT? Can I have a RT? No, you can't.
It's a bit disappointing, but maybe next year. Have you seen who Kobe Bryant's following on Twitter?
No.
He he was following like 800 people, right? And he deleted them all. Yep. So he's only following 33 people. And I just had a quick squeeze because he only wants like, I only follow people that are highly amusing and all this sort of shit. And I'm like, well, that's me. I'm highly amusing. And he's following these peanuts. Like one chick all she talks about is Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf's good though. I like Teen Wolf.
Nah, shit. Not the Michael J. Fox one, the new one.
Oh, not number two. Wait, there's a serious Teen Wolf?
A serious Teen Wolf. Shit.
No. See, I'm too old for television, man.
Yeah, no, shit. And she talks about this other peanut, Edward something, rather. I can't remember his name. And then all she does is talk about that stuff, and he follows her. I'm like, please don't talk hoops.
Disappointed, are we?
I hate Twitter.
You didn't make a Vino club?
No. And, you know, Vino is my language. It's Italian. Far out. I hate Twitter sometimes.
Well, Vince, it's a good thing we've got Facebook.
But Mitch Richmond follows me.
Shut up.
Does he follow you?
I can't express my madness towards Mitch Richmond. I can't express the way he simply just dismissed me in front of my friend. I was dissed and dismissed. And for anyone who wants to know the backstory, you can just go back and listen to a previous show because I just can't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, give us an extra download.
But every week we hit the Courtside Facebook page, all caps Courtside, and ask you guys what topics, teams you'd like to hear about on this week's show. Once again, you guys have come through with the goods. Keep them coming, guys. We love answering your questions. Gavin Silvey, he wants to know our predictions for the free agents this coming off-season. Now, there is a lot of them.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, so we'll just, you know, the big ones, you know, like Shelvin Mack and guys like that.
Yeah, or we're just chomping at the bit to find out where they're going to go.
2014 ends the contract of Paul Pierce. What's happening Boston. With Paul Pierce?
Boston to see it out.
The farewell tour back in Boston?
Yep, off the bench at Boston. Mentor their new draft picks.
Dirk Nowitzki?
He's not going anywhere.
You reckon he'll sign another 2 years?
I think two's max. I think he might even just go the one-year option from here on out.
Charlie Villanueva in Detroit?
Who cares?
What I meant to say was Greg Monroe, the restricted free agent.
Well, I think he'll get offers, but they'll match it.
Isn't that the thing, though, that they can't match it?
Well, they can. It just depends if there's an amount they don't want to match. Yeah. Isn't it? I'm no GM or
fine. I could see some teams throw some money at him though.
Oh, I hope we do.
Like some serious money at him. Like for a team that's just on the cuff that needs a solid big man.
No, they can't afford him if they're on the cusp.
Well, maybe they're one piece from turning the corner.
We should shutty for a moment.
Jeez.
And I'll tell you, we should just give him a max deal down at the other way. Because they won't match it. They're a tight-ass bunch. You'll blossom in LA too.
Mm. Lance Stephenson, Indiana, restricted.
You know, I have a funny feeling they're not going to be able to offer him as much as he wants, and I think he'll go.
Well, Danny Grange is also an unrestricted free agent, but I got a feeling that Lance is going to get offered some big money and some starting minutes.
Well, he already starts, so it's no matter. It's just a money thing. I thought about this the other day, and I thought he might leave. We could fit him in too.
Thanks. How about the unrestricted LA Lakers? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, and Ryan Kelly, who's restricted. Give me a break.
Ryan Kelly can bugger off.
Here we go. My boys, the Memphis Grizzlies, Zach Randolph, unrestricted.
I think he's gone.
How dare you?
Well, I don't think owners there.
Well, rumours float around that the Phoenix Suns are looking at Randolph.
Now, there's a good destination.
Don't mind it. Don't love it.
Because his body will be feeling good for one thing.
Now, I mean, I just paid your Lakers out, but how about the 14 in Miami? So let's hit the big ones.
I think LeBron stays. I think Bosch stays. I think Wade stays, like we said the other day, on reduced money and a reduced role. And I think Bosch takes an even bigger role next season. Couldn't give a stuff who they throw around him. Doesn't really matter. I mean, it does, but I don't care.
New York, Carmelo Anthony, unrestricted.
I think Melo goes to the Bulls.
Ooh.
Yeah, I really do. I really think he's going to the Bulls, play with D. Rose.
Ooh, interesting. What about Amari?
He might get...
He's unrestricted.
He might get a ball somewhere.
He's got a early termination option, so he can opt out.
He won't opt out. You know why he won't opt out? Because who's going to pay him that kind of cash?
Who's going to pay him? Who's going to play him?
That too. Mm. So he may as well collect his cash because it's his last big payday.
Eric Bledsoe restricted, Phoenix Suns.
Not a team show interest, but I can't see Phoenix not matching.
Yeah. They'd be crazy not to, right?
Oh, massively.
Here's an interesting one. I've got to throw these at you because I'm really interested to see what happens after this season. And just bear in mind when I ask you this, just I want you to think about the draft and the talent available and some of those guards coming through. But Isaiah Thomas in Sacramento, he's a restricted.
And the word is they're looking for a true point guard.
Mm. Would you say it's fair that I really feel like he found his niche at the six man? Green light can come on, cause havoc.
Yeah. A smaller version of Nick Young.
That's terrible.
Nick Young's been a beast. I wouldn't have him as my starting point guard because I don't really like those 5'9" guys.
Mm.
Hell of a player. I'd love him off the bench. Yeah, I think if they find a point guard they want, I don't think they'll even bother matching him.
Unrestricted, Rudy Gay.
I think he stays at Sacktown.
I think he's gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's going to take a Rudy Gay?
I think Phoenix would have a look at him.
Yeah, they probably would too, as long as we don't.
Kyle Lowry, the Toronto Raptors, unrestricted.
I think he's gone. God knows where, but he'll go somewhere.
It's not too bad, because Grievous is still restricted in Toronto, so they've got options.
Sacramento.
Yeah, true.
Could be the guy they're looking at.
Restricted Utah Jazz, Gordon Hayward.
I'd say he'll stay for now. They'll match it. He's had a great year when Trey Burke's been out.
Only a certain amount of people go no about that. Those jabs.
Joey today was like, he was doing the fan interaction on TV. He's like, man, there's like 68 comments here. Obviously, I can't read them all.
Oh, boy. But yeah, so there you go. A quick rundown of some of the bigger free agents this 2014. Our next question comes from Nick Howe, my good friend Nick Howe. He wants an honest discussion on the best offensive rebounders in the game today. Well, name some players you think might be in the top 10.
Drummond.
Correct.
Love.
Correct.
Trying to think. Taj Gibson.
Bom bom.
Noah.
Yes. Do you want to know the 10?
Yeah, go for it.
Andre Drummond.
Yep.
From Detroit. Leads everyone. DeAndre Jordan.
Oh.
Close second. Robin Lopez. Big surprise.
Gee, that is surprising, but good on Robin.
Great, they're killing it, that Blazers team.
Yeah.
Joakim Noah slides in a fourth. Here's one that I was sort of surprised, but not surprised. Tristan Thompson. He actually ties with Nikola Pekovic.
Ooh, I love me some Peck.
So top five of those guys. Dwight Howard at number 7. My boy Sully.
Player of the week this week.
Been playing real well since his dad stepped in and yelled at him for about 4 hours.
He's like Stacey Patton from Eddie. His mum had to tell him how to pass.
Zach Randolph comes in at number 9.
Oh, nice.
A little low, but he had a little...
No, slurps. Well, he's on decline, the boy. So come just on, take it easy.
Hey, and then your boy Kevin Love rounds at the 10. Nice. I thought it was interesting that Peck is like 5 spots above Kevin Love.
Yeah, well, Peck doesn't venture too far away from the ring at all.
True.
Anywhere, like either end.
He doesn't have much range, so he doesn't really need to, I suppose.
Yeah. And when he bumps you... You stay bumped, so you just bump in and get a rebound. So, no, good on Peck. I'm happy with that.
But an interesting top 10, I thought. And then, you know, you have your regulars outside of that 10. You know, your Anthony Davis is obviously having a great year. Verjo from Cleveland. Jonas Valanciunas, number 14. Kind of like that.
Nice.
Kind of like that.
He's on the rise. That kid is on the rise.
Beast.
Can I just say, getting back to Verjo, if we trade Pau Gasol for Verjo, I will fly over there and personally punch Jim Buss in the balls.
Ooh, no one likes a sack whack.
Yeah, well, he's going to cop on.
Just saying. Our next question comes from Rick Jones. Oh, boy, killing me. Why doesn't Hank have a hard-on for Chandler Parsons? He's so dreamy.
Yeah, it's not that kind of hard-on, although with Hank you never know. yeah, why don't you? Wait. Hank's got to have a stupid reason to have a hard-on for you.
And hard on is not a good thing, it's a bad thing, right? Like the Hank's hard on is actually, yeah. I hold a grudge.
It's a mafia thing. It is, they say in the mafia, I've got a hard on for you, and that means you're gone. But you hold a grudge.
Kalen Woods, he wants to know Vince's favourite topic All Star Week. No, he's just kidding. What are our thoughts with the Hornets back in Charlotte, with the same logo, same mascot, same name, same colours, could we see the Hornets' history prior to the New Orleans move return to Charlotte? So guys like Zoe, Grandmama, Muggsy would be part of the Hornets' history as opposed to the Pelicans, where there was talk they'd have the rights to throwbacks and old jerseys. Well, Stewie Benson and I had an extended conversation on Facebook, or Cats Courtside, about this, where I was actually, you know, saying that, you know, should they, well, next season when they go ahead with the rebrand and everything, they should retire LJ's number on like on opening night or something like that.
If LJ doesn't have a problem with it,
I mean,
the Hornets do, the Pelicans do have the history.
Yeah.
But if LJ doesn't have a problem with it, go for it.
I love the idea of that. I think that would be awesome. And I think, you know, if you want to get fans on side, I mean, LJ's first 2 years in the league was beast.
And Muggsy, get Muggsy out there.
Why not? Why not just honour that team, you know?
Well, this is what the fans wanted. The fans wanted their Hornets back. That's why. And Muggsy Bogues, when he came out here to did that live interview with Carfino that I went to, he said that. He said they struggle to get fans in because the fans don't feel like it's their team and they want the Hornets back. Now they've got what they want. They should do it. I think the fans would love it.
I'm not retiring Zoe, though.
No, that's fair enough.
I'm still bitter. Still bitter about Zoe.
Yeah, fair enough.
Whingy bastard. And he's in Miami. Like, I know LJ had one of his biggest moments in New York, obviously the big four-point play, yada, yada, yada. But he still talks about Charlotte and, you know, he met his wife in Charlotte and his connection to Charlotte and, you know, them being the first team to, you know, to draft him, to give him his shot. I mean, he was a monster in college, though, so...
He was a legit star in Charlotte. Oh. He was a role player in New York because his back was stuffed.
Yep. But I still remember as a kid buying that Slam magazine with LJ on the cover, doing that massive dunk from the dunk comp.
I've got that safely tucked away. And that was the second issue, I think?
That was the second issue, I think.
Kemp was on the first one?
No. LJ was the first one. Because I remember, because BG had issue one, which was the Larry Johnson issue, and I had issue two, which was the Sean Kemp.
Yep.
And I never, ever got around to buying issue one. BG never, ever bought issue two, but we'd always swap. We'd say each other, swap. Yeah.
I remember I've got the first two, and I've got many more after that, but then I stopped.
I think I got the first 100-odd, and then after that, I just stopped because they...
In storage, I've got like... two tubs of one-on-one magazines. I got a tub of...
Jammin. You remember Jammin?
Jammin. I had Handle.
Pro Basketball Weekly, of course.
I think I've got three tubs of Pro Basketball Weekly.
I've got Beckett mags. Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy. All in storage. My old man's like, what are you doing with these? Yeah, you're storing them. I think MJ's totally done the right thing here. He's listened to the fans. The fans wanted it. It's going to mean sold-out games. It's going to mean money in his pocket. It's a win-win for everyone. It's good for the league. Like, the Hornets are super popular.
I honestly hope that Charlotte make the playoffs this year. I think it'll be a really great lead into next season. Here it comes!
Watch out! Ball!